Jump in the river. One day, my grandmother asked me to take some food she had prepared to my aunt. It was a hot Saturday afternoon, and there were a lot of other things I wanted to do instead of go on an errand for my grandmother. I told her to ask one of my cousins to go instead, but she insisted that it should be me. An hour passed, and I began to feel that I should do what my grandmother had asked. I picked up the food and made my way to my aunt's house. It was far away, and when I arrived, I didn't plan on staying long. I found my aunt and her 5-month-old baby in a hammock tied to 2 young mango trees. The trees were beside a river that ran behind the house. I walked toward them to deliver the food. Suddenly, the rope to the hammock broke. My aunt and her baby rolled into the river. Fear gripped me. I didn't know how to swim, and no one was around to help. I didn't know what to do. Immediately, I heard the voice of the spirit, "Jump in." Without a second thought, I jumped. Fortunately, I found the baby in just a couple of seconds, and my aunt was able to get out of the water. As I came out of the water with the baby, I couldn't believe what had just happened. I jumped in a river when I didn't know how to swim, but because I listened to the spirit, my baby cousin and I were saved from drowning. I realized how important it is to recognize and listen to the direction and inspiration that God gives to us through the Holy Ghost. I am grateful that I eventually did what my grandmother asked and took the food to my aunt's house. I know we must make efforts to be sensitive to spiritual promptings so we can be the hands of God to help His children. Elvin Jerome Laceda, Pampanga, Philippines. End of the article, Jump in the River. Read by Wes Nelson.